I'm the president and CEO of WS Inc., as well as the managing director of the Americas region for the Farm Technologies Group. So we divide up the globe really into three regions. We have the region east-south, which would be our emerging markets, mostly Asia, the Baltics, Russia, China, India, Australia, New Zealand. Our European region is another region. And then, of course, the Americas, which encompasses North America, Central and South America. So that's what I do. I've been in the industry a long time, not always with West Bay Assert, but I worked for Mid-America Dairymen for about 9 years, which is now DFA. Ran the farm supply program, was a purchasing agent. I worked for Ecolab for about 8.5 years. Started out as a sales rep. I worked my way up to the Western Regional Manager for the ag business. And then Dirk Heinel hired me and brought me into West Bay Assert in December of 2000, so shortly after the acquisition of Assert by the West Bay organization. So I'm not green, I'm not orange. Now with Norco, I'm not blue. With Hool, I'm not a different color green. So I'm kind of a neutral party. But hopefully this explains it. This is really designed for the press. We'll have other presentations for the employees as we do employee meetings, and we'll have presentations and maybe expand a little bit more, because of course our dealer network wants to know how does this affect me. As we do dealer regional meetings, we'll speak to that. So this is a press event so that our friends in the press that we work with on a day-to-day basis hopefully get a good feel as to what we're trying to do with this brand. So can everybody hear me?
Yeah.
Everybody see me? I don't care to use the podium if you can deal with me wandering around the floor here. So we'll do that. Okay, fair enough. Let's get going. All right. Combining the strengths of West Bay Assert, Hool, Norbco. Norbco is a fairly new addition, an excellent addition. Hool has been an excellent addition to our organization. So we can no longer call ourselves the Dairy Farm Division. Consequently, we have to call ourselves the Farm Technology Division. We have to be concerned about what happens in the hog market now and other markets besides dairy. Still very dedicated to the dairy business, but we're expanding our focus for the total agribusiness. If we look at where we're at, our parent company is GEA. That is our brand, our umbrella brand. Our division is the GEA Farm Technology Division. And then if we look at our product offerings, I think this works, yep. We're really going to divide our business into three segments. The GEA Farm Services Division, which will be a lot of our consumables, our hygiene offering, our farm systems, dairy farm systems, which is our dairy equipment, and then our GEA Farm Equipment, which combines the Hool product offering and the Norco product offering, which can be barn equipment, ventilation, curtains, manure handling equipment, material handling equipment, however we choose to go. Uh-oh, I'm sorry about that. Is that out of the way? There we go. As we continue to grow this organization, it becomes almost impossible to manage. We want to grow internally, but we also want to grow externally and continue to acquire businesses that fit within our agricultural focus. And the challenge is, now you have West Bay, you have Surge, so West Bay is Surge, and in that avenue, we still have customers that call us Business Surge. We still have customers that call our business West Bay. Some people call it West Bay Assert. And then I've been on farms where dairymen have said Assert West Bay. So for whatever reason, that message didn't get to the masses, even though we're pretty affectionate about the combination of the two organizations. So we decided we needed one clear brand to represent our business, and that will be the GEA Farm Technologies Division. Still the same people, products, dealer organization. That's how we're going to move forward. One of the things that this brings to light, this is a huge organization, and it's not a new change. GEA has been a part of our organization for, I'm not quite sure of the exact date, but about 14 years. So just because the name and the sign's new, the relationship isn't new. And what we're trying to do is get some cross-pollination between our 9 divisions so that we get the benefit of process technology, engineering technology, looking at if we need stainless steel fabrication in a given part of the world, why do we need to outsource it? Why do we need to build a new plant? Chances are, we already have a plant somewhere in the world that isn't at 100% capacity. It just may not be within the farm technology group. And to utilize those benefits of our organization. It's a strong company with a lot of financial backing. Of course, that's a concern in today's market. We are an extremely strong organization. So who is GIA? We operate 250, at least 250 legal entities. Sometimes it's difficult to keep track. We operate in over 50 countries. Our focus is process and engineering technology. We have 9 divisions. We'll detail those divisions. We have over 20,000 employees with the recent addition of about 100 employees with the Norco acquisition in July. And we want to be number one in our market, or if not number one, a very close second in our markets that we operate in. That's our goal. Here you can see our divisions divided into 2 groups, energy and farm technology and process technology. Of course, our separation group, strong in the dairy industry, food processing industry, wine industry, mineral oil industry, shipping industry, to clean the oil out of the sludge so that they can actually purify the water and deal with it on the ship. Emission control, and of course, here's farm technologies. I won't touch on every division, but the pharma division is fairly new. It was separated out because of an acquisition that strengthened that group. And we're traded on the MDAX in Germany. So a publicly traded company. And one of the challenges that occurs is as people drive down Interstate 88 and Highway 59 in Naperville, Illinois, still today there's a West Bay Search sign on that building. But it will soon be a GIA sign. But anybody that's investing in the GIA group, the GIA organization, has no clue, unless they really do some digging on the web, that West Bay Surge is a part of GIA. They have no clue that Norco is a part of GIA, or Huhl is a part of GIA. And the idea is to create a common umbrella, a common brand, not only for our customers and for our employees and our dealer distribution network, but to also create a common brand for our stockholders so that they know actually what they bought, what they invested in. So as you look at it, you have our parent company, our main brand, you have our operating division, GIA Farm Technologies, and then you have our core competency product offerings under that. West Bay Surge, Huhl, and Norco today. I emphasize that. So still, same quality of products, the same level of innovation, experienced employees. This organization would be nothing without our employees, and nothing without our dealer distribution partners. That doesn't change, even though the sign changes as you walk in our building, or the sign changes on the logo, on the products that we represent into the marketplace. Commitment to ag. We want to continue to grow. There's some people in here that work in engineering, that work in R&D. We will continue to grow internally through innovative product offerings. We will also continue to grow, looking for acquisitions that fit our business model. In this industry, it isn't just the farmers that have to consolidate to maintain economic efficiency. The businesses that serve them have to continually look at that as well. I talked about 9 divisions. We're just scratching the surface as we look at integrating our Huel product offering globally. They've done a good job, but they have now the opportunity to sell in over 32 subsidiaries that we have worldwide, not to count our importers. And we've just scratched the surface in doing that. Have some good sales in Latin America, good sales in Russia, China, but yet we have really haven't embraced that strongly. And that's something that we really need to do to help out those organizations in growing and taking that advantage. Norco, the same. The next step for Norco, being a very strong, dominant player in the United States, is to move outside the United States. And that's what the dealer network within the Farm Technologies Division helps them do. As we look at our partners, our sister divisions, and we try to develop technologies, we've just scratched the surface in how to share information back and forth. Now I actually have dairy producers call me that want to build a processing plant. And I can put them in touch with our sister divisions to help do that, to help put the right players together at the table so that they can do a processing plant, whether it be powder or cheese or butter production. We have the capabilities throughout our divisions to help put that together for our customers. I talked about financial strength. Our organization is extremely strong. They've tried to get down to their core competency of the two groups that we showed earlier. And I think they divested themselves of a few companies, have cash in the bank, willing to spend it if it makes sense for our investors and our organization's direction. You see it in the industry. You see that producers, whether they're dairy producers, whether they're hog producers, whether they're crop growers, have to change. We see the phenomenal advancement in growing crops with GPS, knowing exactly where they need to apply fertilizer, being able to measure their productivity with almost pinpoint accuracy. That same technology needs to continue to move into the dairy industry, into material handling, waste handling. Just in my opinion, waste handling then becomes nutrient handling, and then becomes how do we deal with digesting. I think that's still a very learned market for us. Ventilation, we continue to learn in ventilation. So we need to help today's agri-producer become more and more efficient, because that's the name of the game. Dairy farms have gone down over 40% in the last 10 years. That number will continue. Maybe not at the same pace it has in the last 10 years, but there'll still be consolidation. So farms have to get bigger, fewer. Our dealers have consolidated. As you look around the country, in 1998, just the West Bay Surge Organization had over 600 dealerships. Today, we're below 150 in the United States. We have 29 dealerships in Canada. So those numbers consolidate as well. So we can't afford to stay the same. I think everybody will agree with that. We want a brand that stands for modern technology. It does, But we can't rest on our laurels. We have to continue to work and innovate. At EuroTier in Hanover, Germany in November, we'll show our RMS system, our robot. This time next year, we'll show it here at World Dairy Expo. So we're growing. We realize that innovation is the key to survival, not only for our customers and our dealer distributors, but for Westphalia Surge, for Huel, for Norco. A brand that defines the next generation of technology. We have over 75 engineers, R&D people throughout the world. Actually, the number's higher than that now. That are constantly working on internal innovation, as well as looking at what's in the marketplace that can be utilized and changed for farm, for agriculture. And we're global. Look around. We have friends from Mexico, we have friends from Brazil, Germany, we have Chinese tours, Japanese tours, Russian tours. This is a global show, and we operate as a global business. So no longer can we think that our sales efforts at World Dairy Expo or Tulare or any other farm show or in Hanover, Germany actually just represent Europe for the EuroTier, or just represents the U.S. when we're at Madison, Wisconsin. This is a global world with customers that want to go farm in Brazil, or customers from the Netherlands that want to farm here in the U.S. Don't necessarily want to live here, but they want to own and operate a farm in the United States to balance out their risk of their business operation. So we can provide the resources globally for those type of customers. Not only the traditional family farm, but globally for the customers that want to cross borders and travel around the world and do business. So some of the changes you'll see, actually a little more detailed maybe up front. You'll see the Westphalia Surge logo on a Westphalia Surge brochure. Take a bit of a back seat as a product line offering to Gia Farm Technologies. Still the same message, still the same company, but under that common brand of Gia and a common division of Gia Farm Technologies. Full power, full drive, full line. What we do is we continue to increase our product offering through internal innovation or through expansion by acquiring other businesses that really fit with our product offering or our goal to focus on agribusiness is really to provide a product offering for an agribusiness customer that surrounds that business. If you look at what has happened in the last several years, where now we can offer ventilation, curtains, freestalls, mats, where we get basic into the stall offering that Norco made for us exclusively, that we get into the material handling, the waste handling with Huel. It's all about making a bigger impact when we pull on the lane, down the lane of a dairy farm or a hog farm, whatever the case may be. It's making a bigger impact at that single stop. So we're relaunching our brand. You'll see a lot of splash about this at EuroTier. You'll see a lot of splash at Tulare. You'll see our advertisements change. We're going to push this so that people understand that Gia Farm Technologies, the positives of it, but yet still the same strong people, the same strong dealers, employees, product offerings, we're going to relaunch. With that, I'll take questions, comments from our press initially, and then we can open it up. Questions?
Vern, you've used the term global many times.
Yes.
Where do you see, what countries do you see the greatest milk production growth potential in the next 10 years?
Russia, China, India, for us in the Americas region, Brazil, Mexico. Those would be the countries that are really going to grow. The countries that are trying to improve the quality of food for their citizens, that's where you're going to see the tremendous growth. And we do today. Brazil, for us right now, is a huge market, way ahead of plan. And Russia is a huge market as well. And Russia wants U.S.-style equipment, commercial, more commercial type of equipment, building double 50s, putting in large rotary parlors. We don't see that in Brazil, but yet we see tremendous growth in Brazil. They're trying to improve the quality of the dairy product, and we have a tank plant in Jaguarina, Brazil, and they can't keep up. It's just tremendous. So Parmalat, Nestle's, Dan, and they're all trying to improve the quality of the product that they bring into the manufacturing plants. So, yeah, Jim?
With your rebranding, do you eventually see the fading away of Westphalia Surge name and Huhl and Norpco? And this,
good question.
Are they going to?
They'll stay. For sure they'll stay. We made a tremendous investment in those product lines. There's tremendous recognition. And even when you go the next level down for Westphalia Surge, for some of our hygiene products, Theratech, Teakote, Dermacote, Dermaset, you know, those product lines and those product names will stay. Because it would be foolish of us not to have some recognition for what we purchased. Now, I will say that in some markets where a Huhl doesn't have recognition or where a Norco doesn't have recognition, it may not show up as predominantly, if at all, because we'll just introduce the product under Gia Farm Equipment. A good question. Yes?
Earlier this year, some of our producers saw one of their American brands, Anheuser-Busch, merge with a European company. How do you explain this to dairy producers who have had a deep American value that, hey, here's another company that's going overseas to Europe, that's merging with an international brand? How do you explain that to a producer who might see that as maybe un-American or, you know, untraditional?
I understand it, but if you look at your Ford vehicle and really scout around, it's not all U.S. built. If you look at the equipment that we've sold over the years, a lot of the technology, a lot of the electronics have been from Germany for years. So to think that we have an all U.S. made company, or even think, you know, our German dairy farmers that buy Westphalia Surge in Europe, that it's an all German product, it truly is a global organization. So I think as you look at investment around the world, it does move based on the value of the dollar to foreign currency. That's why you see some of the investment. As the dollar strengthens, you see some of that go back overseas. But it doesn't scare me that we have a product offering that may be developed in Brazil or Germany or the Netherlands or France or the United States or Canada. That just, I guess I don't know how to speak to it in detail, but I think we're truly a global organization. We've got cows being transported around the world, product being shipped around the world. So I think it's a pretty narrow focus if we feel that we're only going to buy U.S. You're not going to buy much. So. Other questions?
Yeah, one more follow-up. What's
sure.
How should we pronounce this? We've heard GEA today, GEA. Gia, what would be the best way to pronounce it?
It's Gia. That's the way we pronounce it. I still say GEA, which stands for, by the way, Global Engineering Alliance. because sometimes in my poor pronunciation of the English language, Gia ends up being spelled many different ways. So, but it's really Gia. I'll be here the remainder of today, and I won't be on site tomorrow, and I'll be here Friday. So, at the booth, or they know how to find me. So anybody has any further questions or follow-up, I'd love to talk to you, whether it's the press or dealers or even our employees. So with that, let's mingle a little bit and continue to visit.